Welcome to the Guild in IRN podcast. It is our mission to promote the amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We provide the opportunity to gain experience in radio communication theory, technology, and fellowship. This podcast has been created and produced by Thomas 60IRN749. Enjoy the podcast.
Friendship Net, 30th of April, 2018, Net Control, Bob, KB1UPZ, enjoy the podcast.
CQ, 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 this is Kilo Bravo 1, Unicorn Pilot Zulu, Bob in Springfield, Massachusetts, calling all stations for the Guild Friendship Net. This net meets every Monday. It is our mission to promote the amateur radio hobby to those interested in radio communications. We welcome licensed and non-licensed operators, giving those with an interest the opportunity to gain experience in radio communications theory, technology, and fellowship. The Guild runs regular nets for the benefit of our members and guests to gain valuable experience and proper communication techniques. We welcome our regular members and visitors to any of our nets. This is a directed net. When checking in, please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your first name and your location for the benefit of those listening. Any emergency or priority traffic, any emergency priority traffic, please call Net Control now. Any emergency or priority traffic, please call Net Control now. Nothing heard, we will move on. I will now take check-ins from any mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call Net Control.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27IRN746. Graham from Clacton-on-Sea, United Kingdom, short time for the moment.
Good evening, Net Control. This is 27IRN797, Julie from Clacton-on-Sea, United Kingdom, short time for now.
Net Control, November 8, Emily and Charlie, John, Lansing, Michigan, short time.
2 Echo 0 Uniform, Mike Romeo, Omar, London, short time.
Last person that just checked in gave me their call sign. Can you please come back with your call sign?
Yes, that's affirmative. That's 2 Echo 0 Uniform Mike Romeo. Name is Omar, Uniform Mike Alpha. Location, London, United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. I do have you down. Any other short time and mobile stations, please call Net Control.
Victor King 3.
All I got was Victor King 3. Last person that just last checked in, all I got was Victor King 3. Can you come back?
Yes, Victor King 3.
Yeah. Victor King 3 EME, Mark, I believe that is. Your audio was breaking up considerably. Okay, very good. We'll move on. Any other short time or mobile stations before I go over the top of the list?
Hello, Foxtrot 5, Zulu Alpha Papa, Michael in Arlington, Texas, no comment.
Very good. Can you give me that call sign again, please? You had broken up a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm having issues or not.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Zulu Alpha Papa, KF5ZAP.
Okay, I got you down on the list. So any other mobile or short-time stations? And then I'm going to go over to the top of the list. Nothing heard. Net Control recognizes 27IRN746, 27IRN797 Julie. N8 LLC John, 2E0UMR, I believe, Omar, VK3EME, Mark, KF5, Sewell Alpha Tango, Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Friendship Net. We're going to move over to 27IRN, 746M. Go ahead, please, and welcome.
Good evening. This is 27IRN 746. Good evening, Bob. And good evening to John, N8LLC. Not much to report this week. A really rough day today. The weather's been rain, nothing more of the rain. I suppose it's better than John Snow. But fairly busy week. I got
ECG
on Wednesday.
And see if the heart consultant.
Yeah, see a heart consultant. So hopefully they'll get this sorted out.
See if they can find his brain.
Oh, as Judy said, see if they can find my brain. Otherwise, not after to report this week. I'm enjoying my shortwave radio. I got set up a couple of weeks ago. So not hearing much at the moment, but I'm slowly going through the frequencies. Other than that, not a lot to report. Back to you from 27RN 746. And it sounds like you're going to have a busy night, Bob.
Yes, Graham, it looks that way, that's for sure. It looks like it's going to be a good night. Well, we have a good night all the time. I enjoy everybody that does check in. Take care, Graham. The best to you and yours. Now we're going to go over to yours. 27IRN 797 Julie. Welcome to the Friendship Net. And my granddaughter's a little cutie pie. Go ahead. Great granddaughter.
Good evening, Bob. Hope you're okay. Like Grace says, it's been horrible wet and really windy. I got totally nutty soaked when I took out my dad for shopping. I'm glad your great granddaughter's doing fine. I bet she's getting on quite well now. And how old is she now? And I'd like to say a special hello to Chris, John, everybody that's out there. So back to you, Net Control, from 27IRN 797.
27IRN 797, KB1UPG. Well, Julie, she's only 2 months old, but I hope she stays little forever. She's such a cutie pie. But when they grow up, well, especially when they get to 2 years old, well, that's called the terrible twos. And things happen, but that's all right. That's part of growing up. I've been through that with all my wife and I's kids, so we know what it's like. Good to hear you, Julie. Wish you well, and then Graham as well. And, okay, we're going over to Michigan. N8LLC John, it's good to hear you, my friend. I hope everything's okay with you. Please go ahead.
KB1UBZ, N8LLC returning. And
user entered your channel.
I'm tired, I'm sore, but I'm making progress. Worked yesterday, most of the day, and all day today, clearing brush and taking down little stick trees and all that kind of garbage out back so I could get that
user left your channel.
160-meter loop up in the air, full-wave loop. It's close. It's not up yet, but it's close. I think I got one more tree I'm going to have to drop. Oh, thank God for chainsaws. And I'm fine there, Bob, compared to your weekend. And my thoughts are still with you, brother. Just keep that in mind for what good it can do. And hope everybody's holding together over on your neck of the woods. But other than that, no, just spent the day outdoors. It felt good to be in the sun, fresh air. And yeah, it's quite nice here. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but we're supposed to see 77 tomorrow. It's at least in the 70s. Oops. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Want that one. Oh, sometimes phones don't behave the way you want them. But anyway, I am sore and whooped. I don't have no pain meds. I ran out. My fault, but my doctor screwed up. Calling my supplier. Yeah, 71 degrees right now. Woo, nice. And my doctor screwed up and didn't get them the information, and they called me today, so I called the doctor back today. Just irritates the daylights out of me because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I will bring that up in my next meeting, which is coming up in another month. So then we're gonna have some words, me and the doctor. And then he can have words with the staff and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Other than that, that's about all I got.
User in your channel timed out.
Going to listening mode because I'm probably going to be crawling in this sack before too long because, yeah, I'm that whooped and that sore. So anyway, have a good night. We will be listening. So behave yourselves, everybody. Big Brother's watching.
User entered your channel.
That's funny. Back to you there, Bob. KB1UBZ and LLC.
LLC, KB1UPZ. Yeah, it was a rough weekend, but it's over with, and it was too bad it happened and stuff like that. He's the guy that introduced me to my wife many, many moons ago, and it was kind of tough, but we must move on. John, I hope you do feel better, because from what I know about the pain you have, it's not really pleasant, and I wish you well, and say hello to your lovely wife for me, and that's for sure. And there's one thing I got to say about your wife. She can make nice fudge and delicious. That's all I think about ever since I got there. Take care, John. We're going to move right along. 2E0UMR, I believe it is. Omar, if I'm saying it right. Welcome to the Friendship Net, and please go ahead.
Yes, 2Echo0 Uniform Mike Romeo returning. Good evening and good afternoon from London. I'm currently at the job right now, so I might go QSY anytime depending on the situation. So today is my first time using Zello as a amateur radio. I'm using the Caterpillar's Cat S60 model, which have dedicated push to talk button for Zello, and I thought let's see how the network networking radios work on other systems apart from having a real RF and those kind of thing. So I think it is working very well. So because of my night shift, so I have to sleep daytime, so no idea how the daytime goes. So but nighttime it seems like it is getting better. It was cold yesterday, so today it is settling down. So back to you. This is 2Echo0 Uniform Mike Romeo.
2E0UMR. Well, it's nice to have you here with us, so welcome to International Radio Network and the Guild. Now, are you set up on IRN as well? Because I know you you sent an application in.
Yes, affirmative. That's I signed up online as well to have access on TeamSpeak 3 as well. But I was using Zello before to have some communication because you can install the app on any mobile phone. But my mobile phone came with the pre-downloaded app and a dedicated push-to-talk button for Zello. So I started using that one with my brother and other colleagues at the work. So let's see how my application goes. I think it's 3 working days. So hopefully it will go through and I'll be on the TeamSpeak as well.
Well, it's very good. Once you do, you're all set up all over in IRN, once your application is approved, either John, NA-LLC, or myself, or one of the other moderators will check you out on the database, and we will give you amateur radio status, and you'll be able to move any place you want. And thank you for choosing us, because it's a good organization to belong to. And I wish you well, and again, welcome. Take care. Let's go over to VK3, EME, Mark. Mark, are you still with us? Please go ahead. VK3, EME, Mark, are you still with us? You might have some connection issues, so we're going to move right along. KF5, I believe it is, ZAT. Michael, I'm not sure I got the call sign right. But welcome to the Friendship Net. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon to everyone on the net. Thanks. This is the first time as well for me to use Zello and its internet amateur radio. Yeah, so there is something wrong. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 5 Zulu Alpha Papa. So there's a Papa instead of a Tango. Anyway, nothing really to say, just driving home from university. It's a little cloudy, but it doesn't, looks like it wants to rain, but they say it won't rain. But I guess it's also Texas. You never know what to expect when it comes to weather. Anyway, 73s, everyone have a great one. KF5, ZAP.
KF5, ZAP. That's my fault. I can't understand my own writing, so I didn't look like, a T for Tango, but I can see a P for Papa. Michael, welcome to International Radio Network and the Guild. Nice to have you with us. And I hope to talk to you again soon. I wish you well. If you're out there in the mobile, be safe. We'll definitely talk to you again. Take care. Now, is there any other short-time and mobile stations, either from the Zoll Crosslink or from IRN?
Kilo 4, Sierra Quebec, India, K4SQI, Steve in Winston-Salem.
Whiskey 4, Juliet X-ray Alpha, short time mobile, Dulles Air International Airport, Virginia.
Net control recognizes K4SQI, Steve, W4JXA, Richard. Gentlemen, welcome to the Friendship Net. Microphone over to K4SQI. Steve, go ahead, please.
Well, good evening, Bob, everybody on the net. This is Steve, K4SQI, here in Winston-Salem. Another start of the week. A beautiful day here in North Carolina. It's in the 70s and just absolutely wonderful. Other than that, I'm headed to work, Bob, so I got to keep it short. I hope everyone has a great week, and I look forward to hopefully catching you guys on Wednesday. 73, K4SQI.
K4SQI, KB1UPZ. Steve, thank you very much. You be safe there out on the road, and please don't work too hard. We'd like to hear you again. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. And thanks for checking in with us. Let's go over to Richard. W4JXA. Richard, welcome to the Friendship Net. Please go ahead.
KB1UPZ, Net Control, and the rest of the group, W4JXA. Temporary stationary mobile, if that makes any sense. I'm here waiting outside of I'm repo man tonight. I'm waiting outside of a place to see whether or not I have to retrieve some trucks. So far, all is well. And I will tell you that there's a few projects going on you might not be aware of, but they're kind of like private projects. Dave, N1HON, he ordered two ThumbDV 3000 dongles, and he's trying to set up two AMBE servers, AMBE servers on his PC. He successfully has the one running just a few minutes ago, and now he's going to try and see if he can set up the second one. And then maybe he'll invite a few people to come over and use them here and there, and they can go on D-Star and DMR, even though they don't have any D-Star DMR equipment. Dion, who has been running his several weeks now, I guess what, about 3 weeks? Yeah, probably about 3 weeks. We have been experimenting a lot with that, Dion and myself. He's got one on his PC that we've been using on a regular basis, and there is another one. There's another one that he got today, and he'll probably sit up tonight, so maybe he'll have two running on his PC. Stefan, G1NRL, he got a ThumbDV, and he went on his PC this afternoon with it to try and set up his AMI server, and he's 99% of the way there. It's connecting. Everything's showing, but as my last communication with him, he wasn't able to get any voice through. So we've all been playing around with this quite a bit, and it's been a lot of fun. And we'll see what develops. We'll keep the net posted. W4JXA from Dulles Airport, back over to Net Control.
W4JXA, KB1UPZ. Richard, that sounds like a good project. You know, when you set two of those up, that sounds like a very interesting thing. One of these days, I want to get involved in that so I can learn a little bit more, so maybe I can help somebody else out with that particular thing, you know, DMR, D-Star, and stuff like that. I do want to learn, that's for sure.
All right, Richard, you take care. Nice to hear you. I haven't talked to you in a little while. Had some issues here, but, well, we're getting them squared away, so we'll be able to get on a little bit more often. All right, I'm going to, let's see, one more time, and then I'm going to go over to general check-ins. Any other mobile or short-time stations, please go ahead. Very good, nothing heard. So now I will take general check-ins as a reminder when checking in. Please give your call sign slowly and phonetically, followed by your first name and your location. General check-ins for the Guild Friendship Net. Please call Net Control now.
KG5RZX, this is Jimmy from Warren, Texas. Thank you for doing the net.
Go ahead, Roy.
Chris. Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Mike Romeo Whiskey, Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit.
KB1, AUPC, wait for the beep, Chris. KB1, AUPC, 8, Whiskey Alpha Romeo 3, 81, Chris in the Bikini State.
Now, let me interrupt before I go any further. There was two people that double keyed. I believe the gentleman that just before Roy, I'm not sure, I think you were from Texas or someplace else. Can you please come back with your call sign?
KG5RZX, Jimmy from Warren, Texas. KG5RZX.
Very good. I got you down on the list. I wanted to make sure that I got everybody. All right, go ahead. General check-ins, please go ahead. Are there any other general check-ins that would like to check into the Friendship Net? Please go ahead.
Kilo Delta 6, Romeo Sierra Oscar, Larry, Ajo, Arizona.
Kilo Delta 6, can you come back again with your call sign? I almost double-keyed you.
Kilo Delta 6, Romeo Sierra Oscar, Larry, Ajo, Arizona.
Back you down there, Larry. Thank you very much for coming back. Are there any other general check-ins before I go over the list? Please go ahead.
Whiskey Alpha 1, Delta, Delta, Delta.
KB1 UPZ, G7OKI. Will be a short time, Bob. Sorry for the late check-in, but it's Monday.
Okay, G7OKI, I know you're short time. We're going to let you go before I go any further. Wayne, welcome to the Friendship Net. Please go ahead.
Roger that, Bob, G7OKI. Oh, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone is well. Yes, it's Monday, and it's hectic. I've just got through my billion emails, and was expecting to do a big job tonight, and it was all geared up, and it never started. And I've just spoken to the guys in the USA, and they thought it was tomorrow. The fact that they couldn't read a date was most disconcerting to me, but hey, they read the date, and they read it wrong for some strange reason. Anyway, it's not happening. So it's kind of a little bit of a relief for me, but I've just got it all to do tomorrow and the next day. So other than that, I didn't even have a coffee in anticipation of this massive job that would take a whole bunch of concentration. So as that's kind of been stood down at the moment, I was able to check in, albeit short time, to the net, so I can now get on and do other stuff. Other than that, pretty standard day, just rested and hopefully getting ready for another fun, packed, exciting week in the world of American Express. So anyway, I'll leave you to it, Bob. I will try and listen to the rest of the net. And if you do call out again, if I can get back in, I will. If I don't answer, then you know why. So with that, I'll hand it back to Net Control, G7OKI.
G7OKI, KB1UPZ. Yeah, Wayne, I just realized that's right. Today is Monday. So, yeah, and I know you have hectic days on Monday. Thank you, Wayne, and have a cup of coffee.
I do notice there's one person that might be mobile, and I do want to let him go. WA1, Delta, Delta, Delta. Michelle, if you're mobile, go ahead, please. Welcome.
I wasn't sure if I made it in or not. And I was just driving home from work, wanted to stop in and say hi quick.
Well, I'm so glad you do. It's nice to hear you in there. Would you like to say something else? She must be having connection issues. She went right off the board. All right, we're going to move along and get back to her shortly. All right, any other general check-ins before I go over the list? Please go ahead.
N8YQJ, mobile in short time.
Net control, 11IRN610, Sean, checking in.
Well, I'm really having issues here tonight. My pen died again, so I got to get another one. So, oh, that one worked. Very good. All right, I got you, Ralph, and I got you, Sean. So we're going to start going over to the top of the list and give everybody a chance to talk. KG5RSRZX, welcome to the Friendship Net. Would you like to make a comment? Please go ahead.
I enjoy your Friendship Net. I think the comments are really nice and more informative than the comments that I have on some of the other nets I get on. So I really appreciate you doing this net and enjoy coming in. KG5RZX, Jimmy from Warren, Texas.
KG5RZX. Well, it's nice to have you here with us, and thank you very much for the kind words you had to say. We enjoy your company as well. It's always nice to have some people in here, and this is why we call it the Friendship Net. Where it's like Denny says, everybody knows your name, so I use that once in a while over here, and that's always a good thing. Take care, have a good, safe night, and we'll talk to you again. Now we're going to go over to Michigan, W8MRW Roy. Roy, as always, welcome to the Friendship Net. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bob, and hello, everybody out there in the Guild Friendship Net. This is Roy, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, W8MRW. And let me first say hello to my fellow Michiganders, N8LLC John and N8YQJ Ralph. Well, Bob and everybody, beautiful day out here in Southeast Michigan. Blue skies, abundant sunshine all day. We reached 70 degrees today. I was out for a walk a little after 12 noon around the neighborhood and did not need any kind of coat or jacket. Just wore a long sleeve shirt and I was fine. So really felt good out there today. Tomorrow, 80 degrees or thereabouts. And Wednesday, 80 degrees or thereabouts. And then after that, we sort of like gradually incline downwards. So by the time we're at Thursday or Friday, we're in the low 70s, about 70. And then over the weekend through Saturday, 70. And then Sunday, 60. Still not bad. So nobody's complaining here. Well, yesterday was April 29th. And over at the General Motors Amateur Radio Club, we put on our first ever annual Amateur Radio Technology Expo, a.k.a. SWAP, okay? That's what we had. It was down there at the United Food Workers Union Hall and Clerical Workers, and that's about 2.5 miles south and 3 miles west near I-75 and 13 Mile Road. Well, I served as a member of the volunteer examiner team, but I was called in earlier to report at 6:30 a.m. Just in case I was needed for the movers team, which I was not, so I was assigned to some various all routine tasks, helping mark tables, numerically mark tables, etc., and then served with the VE team. They're around 9:30 thereabouts, and we had a fairly busy day, as it turned out. I think we had about a dozen people come in. Several of them were for multiple license attempts. How you say they passed a technician, went to general, and so forth. Not in every case, though. Let me pause. WMRW returning. That was my first time as a member of the VE team after receiving accreditation from the W5Y volunteer examiner coordinator there. So enjoyed it very much, and of course it was great working with our VE team leader Ron WD8MNX from the GM Amateur Radio Club yesterday. So that's about it. I'll come back on a second round if we have one, Bob. Let you guys know tonight about the General Motors Amateur Radio Club Monday Night Information Net, which will be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And that would be a little bit less than 2.5 hours from now. And I'll tell you about that later. Back to you, Bob. KB1UPZ, W8MRW. Back to Net Control.
W8MRW, KB1UPZ. Roy, thank you very much. There's the one person I want to go over to, and I don't think he was a chance, and he's usually mobile. That's Ralph, N-8-Y-2-J, Ralph. I realized that you were mobile and you should have gone, so please go ahead and welcome. N-8-Y-2-J, Ralph, if you're still there, would you like to take your turn? All right, very good. Ralph is probably having connection issues. There was another one that went off the air, WA1 Delta Delta Delta. Michelle, would you like to finish your comment?
Yeah, I'm in a bad area. I'm not sure if I'm even getting through right now. But no, I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I really enjoy listening to you guys on my long commute home sitting in traffic. But yeah, no, just wanted to say hi and say everything's, you sound great and love listening.
Well, Michelle, it's nice to have you here with us, and it's always good to talk with you. Remember that you were mobile and you had dropped out, so I wanted to make sure you got your turn. Nice to have you with us. Be safe there out on the road. All right, now we're going to move right along. AWAR 381. That's my big brother over there in Loxahatchee, Florida. I think I said it right. It took me a long time, Chris, to say that. Welcome, Chris. Go ahead.
KB1. UPC, good afternoon, my man. Good night to Julie, Graham, and there was another unit, I think, was the first time he came, so his call sign didn't stick, so to speak. Good night, Michelle, while you're traveling in traffic down that neck of the woods. Get home safely. Hey, Bobby, listen up here. It's a beautiful day. I said it's present tense. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. 80 degrees Fahrenheit. The sun is still shining in all its glory. And before John tell me I'm going to join the Long Winded Club, good afternoon, everybody else on the channel. Good night, good morning, good evening. 8. WAR 381 in the Bikini State. Yes, Bobby, I did look. Oh, Lordy. Bobby, sorry you can't, my man. You missed it. Back to you, Net Control.
Hey, WAR 381. I figured that. With the okay, very good. Yeah. Well, you know what they say, Chris. You can look, but you better not touch, because that's poison ivy. Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble. I know for sure. Take care, Chris, and we'll catch you on the next go-around. Take care. Let's go over to Larry, KD6RSO. Larry, welcome to the Friendship Net. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Larry, KD6RSO, Ajo, Arizona. 79 degrees and windy today, so it's cool for Arizona. The wife texted me and says, my son texted her and said that grandbaby number 3 may be on its way, and he took her to the hospital because she was having contractions. Well, after lunch, my wife packed the bag ready to go, and then she got a text back saying false alarm. They sent her home, so maybe tomorrow. KD6 RSO.
KB1 UPC, 11RN610. Didn't realize my time was coming up so quick. Good afternoon to you, sir, and good afternoon to everybody else on this one. I hope that you all are hearing me. My voice is getting a little better. A little better. Hopefully, come Wednesday, it'll be better there. Let me just drop a minute. Yes, sir, brother. Right, so today in Trinidad, lovely Trinidad, we had a little drizzle here and there. Nevertheless, we had about 32 degrees Celsius. So for the most part of the day, it was hot, pretty hot, air-conditioned kind of things that just stay inside. But afterwards, we got some a little drizzle. You know what a drizzle will do around this time is more or less raise the heat. So it says stay inside, stay in the AC. So that is what I'm doing right now. I'm home, chilling for a while. And I have to more or less give up my voice because this weekend, I've got a lot of work to do this weekend. And it means to say, I'm going to be using my voice right through. We are heading towards the month of May. There are many celebrations in the month of May, especially in the area of Red Cross, because we celebrate World Red Cross, Red Crescent Day. And again, in observance, of course, the founder of the Red Cross, Jari Dunat. So you find that tend to give a lot of work along the areas there and try to bring awareness to more people concerning the work that is being done. So I am okay again, and I'm going to try and save my voice as much as possible. So good afternoon to you, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be. You do have yourself a beautiful night. So a good day, Uncle Bob. We catch you all, if not later, for sure, for sure, for sure, on the Coffee Net on Wednesday. KB1 UPZ, 11RN610. Pass me back to you, sir.
11RN610, KB1 UPZ. Very good, Sean. Yeah, you almost sound 100%. Now, you're getting there. So you may want to rest your voice as much as you can. If you have to do some talking coming up soon, then you want to be able to have that voice to do it. That's always a good thing when you can speak right, that's for sure. It's awfully good to hear you, Sean, and be good, and we'll talk to you again. All right, let's see. I'm down the bottom of the list now. Are there any other general check-ins that would like to check into the Friendship Net? Please go ahead. I'll try that one more time. Anybody else would like to check into the Friendship Net, either from IRN or over on Zello? Right, nothing heard. Let's see. Well, Julie and Graham was short time. So, and John was also short time at LOC. So we're going to leave John alone because the poor guy is tired out. He's about had it, so for today anyway. He'll probably be good tomorrow. All right, let's see if Omar is still with us. 2E0UMR. I'm not sure. I think you said you were short time as well. If you're there, go ahead.
27RN746. Quick check in, please.
Grandma, I wasn't sure you were going to be there, but go ahead, please.
Thanks, Net Control. Yeah, just like to say, getting to my friend Jimmy there. And also, of course, can't forget Chris. It wouldn't be a net meet without you two. Having a laugh, so I thought I'd just pop in and Ralph and anybody else that knows me is on here tonight. So far, so good, Bob. And you'll have to bring a couple more pens with you next time from 27RN746.
Thank you very much, Graham, for coming back and you know, giving us another shout. Is Miss Julie going to be there as well? Would she like to say something else? Well, thank you very much, Julie, for your comment. It was nice of you to come back in. Even though you guys were short time, you did stick around. That's always good, and thank you very much. All right, let's see. 2E0UMR. Omar, are you still with us? And if you are, would you like to make another comment? He did say he was short time, so we're going to move right along. BK3EME, Mark. Still with us. Would you like to make another comment? Right, nothing heard. So we're going to move right along. KF5ZAP, Zelta. Yeah. ZAP, Michael, I believe it is. Would you like to make another comment if you're still with us? Nothing heard from Michael. We'll move right down to K4SQI. Steve, if you're still with us, would you like to make another comment? My goodness, I think I scared everybody away. Oh, well. That will give him another recheck in a little bit. W4JXA, Richard. Richard, if you're still with us, would you like to make another comment?
KV1UPZ, net control, W4JXA. Still in the traffic, mobiling along. I'm still out by Dulles Airport, Bob, with a whole lot of other folks, and they're all in their cars headed home. It's delightful weather. I forgot to give you a WX report down this end. It's about 73 degrees. Pretty brisk wind blowing, but nice clear skies, and the trees finally have leaves on them. So I was sitting around a little bit the other day, and I realized there was shade. There was some shade nearby. So I went over and got into the shade. And it was very, very nice because I was trying to play a little radio, and it was coming in through the window. And here was some shade provided by the trees, something we haven't seen for about 4 months or so.
52.1 miles at the roundabout.
That's my navigator talking to me. What was it I wanted to say? Oh, yeah, Chris. I heard a rumor that there's an Armatron that may be available there in South Florida. Word has it that the operator is no longer using it due to some antenna damage sustained during a hurricane. And I didn't know if there was any truth to that, but it's my understanding this Armatron is a full legal amplifier. So I just asked Chris while he's on there, is there any truth to that? W4JXA, back to net control.
W4JXA, very good, Richard. We'll find out. 8WAS381, would you like to comment on Richard's question?
QSL, then net control. W4JXA, my man. Long-winded, I might add, but that's okay. I got accustomed to you on that. I just sit back and listen. Hey, to answer your question there, Richie, I don't know who circulated that, but take it from the horse's mouth. It's erroneous. Let me use what the canary head uses these days. It's fake news there, Richie. Fake news. No, sir. The antenna part is correct. It ain't go back up yet. I was planning to put it back up this month, but with that little episode there with my daughter, I had to throw that back another month or so. But it will be up and it will be running. I hope that satisfies your curiosity. Appreciate it. Net control 8WAR381 in the Bikini State. Enjoying the view.
I'd be willing to bet my bottom dollar, Chris, that you are enjoying the view. And I'm talking about down south. Now everybody's going to be wondering. Some people already know, but everybody's going to be wondering, what is he talking about? Well, we're going to keep it secret. We don't want to make that too public. All right, we're going to move right along. Richard, Chris, thank you. KG5RZX, are you still with us? And if you are, would you like to make another comment?
KG5RZX, this is Jimmy in Warren, Texas. I just wanted to thank Graham for all the nice things that he had to say. And hope he's having a blessed day and his lovely wife as well. And enjoy talking with him when he's on the guild. And looking forward to the next time we talk. KG5RCX, clear.
Thank you for doing the net.
KB5RDX, KB1UPC. Well, thank you very much for the kind words, and thank you for taking the time and checking in with us. It's always nice to have you here with us. No problem at all. All right, we're going to leave him, and we're going to go back to Michigan. W8MRW, Roy, it's your turn again. Would you like to make another comment? Tell us what's going on.
Thank you, Bob, and hello again, everybody out there on the Guild Friendship Net. This is Roy in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Metro Detroit, W8MRW returning. Well, I wanted to let everybody know tonight is Monday night here in Eastern Daylight Time Zone, USA. And in about 2 hours from now, that would be 8 p.m. or 2000 hours Eastern Daylight Time, we'll feature the General Motors Amateur Radio Club Monday Night Information Net. Now, how we do that is we connect up the Guild Echolink conference server to the GM repeater at the Detroit River waterfront via their Echolink connection. Actually, it's All-Star node to All-Star node is how we connect it up. But that's how it goes. And then if you're not local to the area, go to Echolink. If you're a licensed radio amateur, go to Echolink, tune into the Guild conference server, and you can listen and or check into the net. And that'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, about 2 hours from now tonight. Net control tonight is November 8th, Hotel Lima Yankee. That would be Tom from Sterling Heights, Michigan. As well, same place, same town as mine there. Let's see, what else to say? Oh, if you're not a licensed radio amateur and you want to listen, you can via Broadcastify. Look for the WW8GM repeater. And if you have the Scanner Radio app on your Android or iPhone device, you can search for the WW8GM repeater that way and listen as well. So tonight to 8 p.m. Some of our guild folks there as well. Let me pause for reset. W8MRW returning. Got the feeling I might have timed out there. Anyway, thank you, Bob, for hosting the net. I'll be listening out. Everybody have a great evening. KB1UPZ, this is W8MRW, back to net control.
W8MRW, KB1UPZ. Thank you very much, Roy. Appreciate it very much with all that good information. And appreciate that very much. Have a good evening. Let's go back over to Florida, the Bikini State. Chris with his sunglasses, 8WAR, 381. Your turn again, Chris. Go ahead.
Consult and net control. Permit me, let me ask Roy to repeat a little bit of information. Roy, I got WWGM8. Is that the correct URL there? Back to you.
Hi, Chris. When you do your search either on Broadcastify or the Scanner Radio app, search for Whiskey 8 Golf Mike dash, just do a search for Whiskey 8 Golf Mike GM repeater, and you should be able to lock in to the Scanner Radio connection there for the GM repeater for the evening. You can find it that way. I think also, if I'm not mistaken, on the IRN, there is a gateway. You can't transmit on it if you're not licensed, but you can listen on it. And what is that? I got to find it. Let me pause for reset now. I'll be right back. W8MRW returning. Yeah, there is a gateway to the Guild All-Star node 47374 here on IRN, a gateway to the Guild All-Star node 47374. You can listen on that as well, and it should be connected up. Well, yeah, it would have to be, because I connect that All-Star node to the GM repeater All-Star node, to facilitate the connection there. QSL, Chris, back to you.
If QSL there, Mr. Roy, WW8 at GM repeater. I can do that search. I use the radio scanner. I got the professional one, so it's no problem. Later on, somewhere down the line, I'll let you know my findings. Appreciate it once again. Back to you, Net Control 8, WAR-381.
Very good, gentlemen. Thank you very much, W8MRW. And, yep, 8RN. Yeah, right. Chris, 8WAR-381. I've got IRN on the brain. Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to move right along. All right, KV6RSO. Larry, if you're still with us, would you like to make another comment?
This is KD6RSO, Larry, Ajo, Arizona. I just want to put a shout out to everybody like John and Bob and Richard and Jason. And big thanks for keeping this all going. It must be a lot of work, and really appreciate listening to all you folks. So this is Larry, KD6RSO.
KD6RSO, KB1UPG. Well, thank you very much for those compliments and stuff like that. It takes a body of a lot of different people to do this. We're all volunteers, and we do it on our own time, but we're managed to get it together. We have a good president and a vice president, and member services, as long as moderators and other people that do an excellent job of what they do. So together we make this happen. So we are a team, and that's always a good thing. And we're going to continue to do what we have to do to keep it running, that's for sure. All right, let's see. Now I'm going to check and see if our vice president is still with us. G7OKI, Wayne, if you are available for another comment, please go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. G7OKI, returning to net control. Yeah, I am Captain... Captain My Mud will be disappointed at me. I'm still just fixing my first cup here, and it's past 11 p.m. here. But I've been just doing some maintenance on the network as well as working, so making sure all the links are up to date, which they are now. So doing some more experimentation on Ham Shack Online as well. Now all my Ham Shack Online lines are set up between me and Jason. We've got all my three lines provisioned. So, yeah, Google Voice and Guild Corporate and my Ham Shack Hotline phone. So all three lines on my phone are now up and running. So that's good. And there's something else that we're looking at as well. Or maybe I can use it from a mobile phone, but yeah, it's all exciting stuff. But yeah, other than that, Bob, going pretty well here, and hopefully trying to have a smoother night as possible would be nice. I'm not sure what the temp is here, but we had some pretty heavy rain yesterday, and it's all right at the moment. I had my car washed yesterday and probably shouldn't have bothered, because now the rain's came down, it's just like a dust bowl on my car. And because my car is black, it shows every piece of dirt conceivable. People say, oh, black cars don't show dirt. Don't believe them. They show every piece of dirt. Probably is, if not worse than a white car. So, hey, what can you do? Anyway, that's the UK for you. Our weather is... interesting, to say the least. Yeah, you wouldn't believe, a week ago we were kind of in a mini heat wave here. We were hotter than some of the Caribbean countries, and now it's gone down to about 6 degrees again, Celsius that is. So you can always rely on the UK for funky weather. Anyway, just a message to my friend Chris over in Florida. Yeah, I'm really sorry. I know I'm the maestro of mud, but I kind of failed you tonight, Chris. I do apologise. I'm really lacking in the mud department. My first cup of steamy hot mud is sitting there right now. It's just doing it, and it's all ready for my consumption. So, all right. Thanks a lot, Bob. I'll leave you to carry on with the net. Nice to hear people on here. Nice to get some compliments as well. That's really nice to hear. So anyway, guys, I'll leave you to it. Have fun, and we'll bid you all 73. Take care. G7OKI, Southern UK.
The control, recheck, please.
I knew you were going to say something, Chris. Wayne, what you could do is hook an IV button, a high IV bottle up with a tube going into you, and you know, you can have your coffee. All right, Chris, go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening, good night, my brother over there across the pond. No problem, man. To be truthful, on a Monday, I don't expect you to be having the time for any mud at all. Let's say those are your off days for the mud, so don't worry about it. Other than that, hope everything is up to snuff and all that good stuff. And finally, Mr. Roy, sir, WW8GM frequency 443.0750. Is that correct, sir?
Hi, Chris. Hold on a minute, please. Hi, Chris. W8MRW returning. Yes, WW8GM 443.075 megahertz repeater. QSL?
QSL, my friend, got it on the money. Just logged it in on my favorites. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, then. Net control, back to you. Thanks a lot, Roy.
Right, no problem, Roy and Chris. Very good. All right, I'm glad we got that straightened out. Let's see if Ralph is still with us. Any Y2J, Ralph, if you're still with us, would you like to make another comment? Nothing heard from Ralph. He must have got busy doing something else. 11IRN610, Sean, if you're still with us and you can use a little bit of your voice, please go ahead.
KB1EPZ, 11IRN610, returning. Thank you again, Uncle Bob. And nice to be able to hold it down. We realize that you're about, 10 minutes after 6. That's a good time to call me at 6:10. Yeah. Doing pretty fine, and that is for sure. And good to hear my good friend Chris on the other side. I'm not too sure if Chris is really popular. Everybody seems to be calling Chris and stuff, right? Which is a good thing, but it's just because he is miserable, more miserable than anybody else. So don't let's try to heal out Chris. Chris, I'll take the opportunity to heal you out also. Good to hear that you're on this one for that long around this time, knowing that what has taken place and you're being dragged by a chain. Again, we want to wish you all the best and hope that the next couple of days, if your coffee doesn't sustain you, whatever else sustained you until you overcome. But it's good that at least Master gave you a rest day today. Uncle Bob, we just want to take the time also, while our voice is still here with us, to say happy birthday to all those who are celebrating birthday around this time. We are on the last day in the month of April, getting ready for May. So all those who celebrated their birthday, their wedding anniversaries, or whatever type of anniversary or celebration, we hope that you had a beautiful one. And we look forward with great anticipation towards the month of May. And you know, as we talk about May, we're talking about getting ready for the hurricane season, especially for our situation here. We have about 30 plus days for the season to start. Although I know that there are some states at present, they're also going through some situations right now as they prepare themselves for different types of hurricane. According to what we've been told, that we're going to have a lot of hurricanes this year, some more dangerous than some. So, folks, preparation is the key. That's about it. Do have a beautiful one. Chris, we'll pick up with you later on. Be good to yourself and be good to everybody else. KB1UPZ, 11IRN610. Passing my back to you, sir.
11IRN610. Sean, it's always good to have you here with us and give us all the good information you do and tell us what's going on in paradise. Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, it sounds like a very nice place, but I know it's hot there.
But that's all right too, because it's a good thing sometimes. But if you got air conditioning, that's all right, good too. But if you're going to be outside, be prepared. It's always a good thing to be prepared for what's going on in your neck of the woods. Thank you very much, Sean. All right. I'm down the bottom of the list. So what I'm going to do now is look for any other late check-ins that would like to check into the Friendship Net. Please go ahead.
YQJ Mobile.
Hey, YQJ, Ralph, I did give you a shout. Please go ahead. Welcome back.
Hey, Bob, very good. Well, yeah, when I checked in, I was in such a short window. It was unreal. Just dropped somebody off, so I just had a few minutes there. So that's why I checked in mobile in short time. And when you went to the top of the list, I thought, well, that's okay. At least I got on the list. So once I got behind that wheel, I couldn't transmit no more. So I heard you come back to me, but all I could do was drive at that point in time. And no problem, Bob. I understand that when I check in like that, it's such a short window. If I don't make it in, not a big deal. Just getting on the list, and that's the that's the most important thing. So, I'm just sitting here looking at my device, making sure that I'm transmitting on it. Oh, I'm in my own vehicle on the way home now, and I've been listening to that for the majority of it. I had a couple passengers. Once I dropped off my last passengers, I went right over and logged into the net and started listening from that point on. So no, didn't drop out. I just couldn't transmit because I was driving. So very good. It's good hearing all these new voices from people from all over the place. They're very, very nice. I don't really have much else to add. I'll give you a little weather report because it's always good for Roy to hear what the temperature here is Lansing. I got 72 degrees. So it's all normally always 2 degrees difference between Sterling Heights and Lansing. But I wasn't sure. I didn't catch what Roy said it was for temperature-wise down there. And If you do get a chance, come out and check into the GM net. That's always a nice net. Got to put my four ways on here and stop. Want to make sure that car wasn't going to rear end me. Trying to stop, but didn't want to stop too brisk. Bob, I'm going to turn it back to you. Thanks for picking me up. You run a great net. I'm glad I was able to check in, even though it was at the tail end of it. NHYQJ, back to you.
NHYQJ, KBYUPZ. Yeah, I did give you a call, Ralph. I realize I know you can't transmit when you are driving and doing what you do, so I understood that. But thank you for checking back in. It was always good to hear you back in there. Be safe out there, and we'll definitely talk to you again. All right, before I go to rechecks, are there any other general check-ins? Please go ahead. All right, nothing heard, so now I will take anybody that would like a recheck. Please go ahead. So you all right? You usually want a recheck.
Surprise, surprise. Not this time, net control, back to you.
All right, Chris, remember one thing. Keep your sunglasses nice and clean so you can see what you can see. And that's always a good thing. Don't forget that eye candy is really good. That's for sure. Anybody else would like to make a comment or a recheck? Go ahead, please.
W8MRW with a recheck, Bob.
W8MRW, Roy, please go ahead.
Thank you, Bob. W8MRW back here with you. Well, not to further confuse the matter, I don't think it's really confusing, but I did want to mention, when we were speaking of the Scanner Radio app, one thing I forgot to mention is that the Guild Conference Server itself has a Scanner Radio search you can put for it. Yeah, so if you search for The Guild Echolink Conference Server, The Guild, all one word, Echolink Conference Server on your Scanner Radio app, you will find that you will have a channel there for listening on your Scanner Radio app. That comes from Broadcastify as well. That's in addition to everything else I told you earlier. And, of course, we're going to be connecting up the Guild Conference Server tonight to the GM repeater for the GM net. Well, I hope I didn't muddy the water, but I thought I would make sure that I included that. Thank you, Bob. Everybody have a great evening. 73 KB1 UPC WAMRW back to net control.
NHYKJ on a recheck. And I think I asked this question already once, but NHYKJ on a recheck.
NHYKJ, Ralph, please go ahead.
Okay, very good. Well, I know that the Guild is connected up to the net for the evening. And I think I asked you this once before, Roy. I just don't remember the answer.